White, J.E. White, Emma. February 27, 1900. Typed. Dear children Edson and Emma, I received a rich mail from you this month. Thank you for thus favoring me. I was very much relieved and gratified by your letters. I have an intense interest for you in the southern field. In regard to Miss Andre, I did not know her and did not know much concerning her. But in a letter written to me, she stated that she thought she must soon change her work, that she needed work which would bring into use faculties rusting from inaction. I have been shown that those engaged in teaching in the southern field should not remain in this work for any great length of time, but should change to a higher grade of work. If they do not do this, they will lose much in capability, and will become unable to deal with minds that would force the mental powers to grasp higher and still higher themes. I will have Sister Andre's letter to me and my letter to her copied and sent to you, and then you can see for yourself how the matter stands. Sister Andre is needed in the school here. I tell you that there is no virtue in indiscriminately sending to far-off lands any who have an impression that they should go. There are those who are not fitted to labor in a foreign country, but who do not realize that they will gain nothing by leaving the home field, where they could do 20-fold as much successful labor, and act their part by creating a fund to help in sending those in foreign lands to our schools, where they can be taught how to work for their own people. I hear that Brother Meade has lost his life. From the light given me, I know that he was not called to the African field. There are many places where he could have been a successful worker. There is need of just such men in New Zealand, in New South Wales, in Queensland, and indeed in all English-speaking countries. We must not recklessly sacrifice health and life when there is so much work to be done in other fields. Our people should now be raising a fund for the education of men and women from the southern states who, being accustomed to the climate, can work there without endangering life. February 25th. The work in Maitland is still moving forward. I am much encouraged in regard to it. At first, the work seemed to move slowly, but we have there faithful women workers, like those who labored with the apostles in the gospel. Sister Wilson and Sister Robertson have worked very faithfully, and so have Brother and Sister James from Ballarat. These workers are as choice as gold. The Lord loves them, and they are a great blessing in the work. For some time, Brother James has been suffering from a difficulty which required an operation. The operation was performed the other day at the health retreat, and Brother James will soon be ready to return to his work. He and his wife are God-fearing Christians. They have sent their two children down to Kurrenbong to live with a sister here and attend the school. Two baptismal services have been held in Maitland. At the first, 7 candidates were baptized. At the last baptism, 6 candidates went forward. Sister Scobie's 2 daughters were baptized. The mother would also have been, but she wanted to wait for her husband, who she was sure would soon be ready. Mr. Scobie has since given up his tobacco and has taken his stand for the truth. For 20 years he has worked for his brother, who is an infidel. Elder Colcord visited the infidel brother and talked with him in regard to his brother who had begun to keep the Sabbath. He asked him not to hinder him, for it was a cross for him to take his stand. The infidel heard what Elder Colcord said, but apparently did not understand. As you know, he said, I have a large fruit farm. I suppose I can find someone to take my brother's place. I wish to ask you not to do this, Elder Colcord said. Do not turn your brother off because he conscientiously observes the Sabbath. You will let him keep his place, will you not? And the infidel promised that he would. Mr. and Mrs. Scobie and several others will be baptized next Sunday. Neither Mr. Scobie nor his daughter have even before made a profession of religion. His wife has been a professing Christian, but has possessed no living practice. She seldom attended church, for she said that she received no help from the preaching. Mr. and Mrs. Scobie's daughters have both been converted since they began to come to our meetings, and they give evidence of genuine conversion. Thus, a whole family is united in the work of keeping God's commandments. By them taking their stand for the truth, a deep impression has been made. These people were among those who I saw were stretching out their hands and asking for spiritual food. Last Sunday, a large crowd assembled to witness the baptism, which was to take place in the Hunter River. Those of the lower class who were present made a great deal of noise, hooting and yelling as the candidates went forward. But the two Scobie girls went forward without flinching. The mother, when she saw so many of her acquaintances present, trembled a little. But when the howling of the mob commenced, she became as firm as a rock. She lifted up her head boldly, glad to identify herself with the commandment-keeping people of God. She felt honored to have her daughters go forward in baptism, to be reckoned as children of God. One of the women baptized on this occasion was a prominent worker in the Salvation Army in Maitland before she began to keep the Sabbath. She has been truly converted and is very happy. Several more will go forward next Sunday, among them a man named Lamotte. His wife was baptized with the first who went forward. I expect to speak at the baptism on Sunday. There are about 30 more who are convinced that the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. The demonstration of opposition at the baptism showed so plainly what spirit is working in the children of disobedience, and revealed such a marked contrast between those who are keeping the commandments of God and those who are trampling them under their feet, that it has worked for our good. The evening following this demonstration, a large number came out to the meeting in the tent. Elder Daniels spoke on the third angel's message, and the people seemed deeply interested. The interest does not diminish, but continues to increase. Elder Colcord is doing well and is liked by all who hear him. He is faithful in the work of visiting. The work of visiting families and holding Bible readings with them is doing great good. Our workers make some excuse for entering a house they have never before entered, and before they leave, they are asked to come again. 6 months ago, there was not a Sabbath keeper in Maitland. Now we have hope that a large church will be raised up. This will call for a church building. One woman in Maitland walks 3 miles to meeting and carries her baby. Our workers thought she was very poor, but one day she brought a donation of several pounds to help in building a meeting house. Soon our workers will have to begin to call for money to build a church, but before they do this, they want some others to take their stand.